From our confession of faith, we confess these things. This is from chapter 30 regarding the Lord's Supper. In paragraph 6 of chapter 30, we confess this. That doctrine which maintains a change of the substance of bread and wine into the substance of Christ's body and blood, commonly called transubstantiation, by consecration of a priest or by any other way, is repugnant, not to Scripture alone, but even to common sense and reason, overthroweth the nature of the ordinance, and hath been and is the cause of manifold superstitions, yea, of gross idolatries. And then paragraph 7. Worthy receivers, outwardly partaking of the visible elements in this ordinance, do then also inwardly by faith, really and indeed, yet not carnally and corporally, but spiritually, receive and feed upon Christ crucified and all the benefits of his death. The body and blood of Christ being then not corporally or carnally, but spiritually present to the faith of believers in that ordinance, as the elements themselves are to their outward senses. Worthy receivers, we confess. You are not worthy because you have enough good works to outweigh your bad this past week, and therefore you are worthy. Worthy receivers are those with either weak or strong faith have fled to Christ. The physical actions here in holding these elements and taking them in represent a genuine spiritual reality. For you who come to this supper as believers, as you take in these symbols of his body and blood, this is given to you by Christ as a representation to you of a spiritual reality, that by faith you are being nourished. Christ himself is present to nourish his saints with all of the benefits of his work. That you are not in a physical way, but in a spiritual way, you are receiving the benefits of his death. It's not a carnal reception, but a wonderful spiritual grace granted to them, says someone who is commenting on this. As really physically present are these symbols to you, so is Christ really spiritually present to serve us and to nourish us and to strengthen us with all of the benefits of his death. Has he not promised us already today that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he is there in the midst of them? Yes, in the preaching of his word, and yes, in the Lord's Supper. We need to believe that he is true when he tells us this, that he is present with us to serve us and to nourish us and to strengthen us with all the benefits of his death. He is present with us to serve you who are inwardly by faith remembering him and receiving him and spiritually taking in Christ crucified and all the benefits of his death. As you are looking down upon the bread and the wine in your hands, lift up your hearts to the Savior. As you are holding and tasting the bread and the wine, dear saints, lift up your hearts and embrace Christ by faith. And entrust yourself afresh to his promise that by His offering, your sins are really forgiven. That by this offering, your guilt has been remitted. And as I am declaring it to you here on earth, know this, it is remitted in heaven. Let's pray together, and then we'll take the supper. Heavenly Father, we now pray to you again that you would grant to us a remembrance of Christ that will be honoring to our Savior. We pray, give us strength now to remove anything else that would want to occupy our thinking, and we pray, help us to come to this supper with faith, remembering the gospel that has been preached to us and remembering the offering that has been made in our behalf. Help us, Heavenly Father, to come to this supper with remembrance of Christ. And we confess our weakness, so we must ask again if you would strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that we would receive this supper with faith. And we pray that we would be attended to by our Savior, to be nourished and to be strengthened. And we are thankful that we have these promises from your word, that our Savior is with us, Himself to serve and to strengthen. And we pray that you would make that so for us today, making this means of grace truly effective for the strengthening of our souls. And we do pray these things again in Jesus' name. Amen.